Now, there's a brand new exhibition at the MAC in Edgbaston. It's called Colours of the Sphere, and they need you. Two university lecturers are trying to find out if your personality reflects what colours you love. So guess who we sent along? Bright Eyes herself, BBC's Jenny Jones, our very own JJ, went along to join in and find out more.
Ken Devine, have you organised all of this?
It is my project. I'm working with a colleague, Reuben Preston, who's done an awful lot of the work to actually make the project.
But you're not a Brummie?
No, I live in Portsmouth, work at the University of Portsmouth. And this is it's an artwork, but it's also a research project.
So I'm a guinea pig.
You are. Everybody in it is a kind of guinea pig. It's about collecting as many comments and as many feelings and as many statements about colour as we can from as broad a group as possible.
The only trouble is my husband is colourblind.
Right.
Is he allowed?
Providing he knows what he thinks he's talking about, then that's fine.
Well, nobody knows. Well, because he'll say to me, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And it won't be a bright colour at all. And then I'll say, look at that bright colour. And he'll say, no, it isn't.
Yeah, but he chooses his own colour and he makes his own comments about his own colour.
So he'll point at a colour and say, that's the colour I like.
Yeah. Well, he's got 16.7 million to choose from, so...
No! There's not that many colours.
Well, there are. We can't actually see 16.7 million, but just for the sake of accuracy, we have them all available. And we ask people to fill in a questionnaire, which they can if they want to. And we collect, you know, lots of other types of lifestyle information, you know, the other things which they're interested in, the politics, the religion, the kind of music.
Are you working for an insurance company? Will I get lots of junk mail?
No. At the moment, really, that's part of the research of the project, is to really look at how colour matches up to what people say they are and what they're interested in.
Oh, so you're looking at people's age and gender and where they live and what other things they like in life.
Yeah, yeah.
And that relates to what your favourite colour is.
Well, yeah.
Possibly.
It might be a favourite colour. You might have chosen a colour because you absolutely hate it.
Oh.
And that's fine. You might have chosen it because it's reminiscent of a particular event or a person or a thing.
Now, I really like a purpley pink.
Yeah.
How do I find that colour to show you exactly what I like?
Reuben has designed a special interface on the computer.
Oh, well, let's do it.
Let's do it. I think that's probably a very good idea.
So, hello, Reuben.
Hello.
In this little room, tucked away in the dark, you have a screen.
It's what we call three-dimensional virtual world, and it's powered by quite a powerful computer. And when you come to visit the piece, you're in charge because you drive through this world using a steering wheel. And you start off at the outside of the sphere, where, and at the North Pole, you've got white, the South Pole, you've got black, and then 100% saturated colours around the equator, that means bright colours. And then they all perfectly merged into one another. And as you drive into our sphere, we've made it so it's like an onion. So it's got lots and lots of layers. And right at the very centre is mid-grey. As you pass through the layers, you see lots of faces hanging in the sphere. And if you drive into a face, that then releases the piece of video. That's to say, someone has contributed to our project and left a message in the sphere.
And that's going to be me.
Yes,
I'm going to
yes,
leave a message.
You're going to be in there.
Now, you're wearing a grey shirt today.
I am.
Is that because you're a very fashionable young man, or is that one of your favourite colours?
No, it's the only clean one I had left.
Hey, typical boy. Here we are at the computer.
Right.
See, now I thought that I was going to choose a colour and you'd tell me all about myself, but it's the other way around,
that's
isn't
right,
it?
Yes, you choose the colour and you tell us all about what it means to you, how it's come to have any meaning for you. Click on there.
Right.
Choose the main colour area.
So it starts down the bottom with a sort of fiery red.
That's right.
Goes into yellow, green, light blue, dark blue, pink, and then a peachy pink. Do you know, I quite like the peachy pink now I see it.
Because I thought
a bit peachier. Oh no, hang on, that's a bit dusky. Well,
right,
that's quite...
Click in here to choose your actual colour, because you might want a lighter shade. Or a
oh, that's quite
shade.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a nice one.
That's a very strong pink, isn't it?
It is. Do you want to click the OK, then we see it in the big window? Because we see things differently when it's in a big field.
Oh, yes.
Is that the one we're going for?
Oh, I like that. No. That's the colour of flowers, that is. That's the colour of begonias.
Ah, should we take you through to the camera and then you can tell us all about it?
Ooh.
So that your piece of video can be included in the colours of the sphere. I won't edit it. Unless I'm you say something you shouldn't.
I'm going to be immortalised.
Absolutely. And travelled around Europe.
Oh, I haven't even got my lipstick on. Will it show up?
No, because okay. The silhouette you like, the other people in the colours of the sphere.
Oh.
You can just tell us about your cover.
Right then. I've chosen this colour because I really like pink. But this is a really nice, hot, sexy, reddish pink. It's the sort of pink that happens when your begonias burst into flower, and it feels warm and ready for action. Was that the most poetic one you've ever heard?
Oh, definitely the most poetic.
So, Ken, what would you say has been the most popular colour so far? I've seen lots of contributions with the pinks and the blues.
There are lots of reds. It is the stronger colours which do tend to be more popular. Because we've done work in schools, lots of boys of a certain age who chose red because they were supporters of Manchester United.
Well, this is the challenge on now, Birmingham, because we've got Birmingham City, the Blues, and we've got Aston Villa, Claret, and a lighter blue. So, how many of those fans can contribute to this and make Birmingham the colour that you really want it to be? There is the challenge, Birmingham. But everyone else from the West Midlands is very welcome. Let's get some golden black in there.
Jenny Jones with us, out and about as ever. Now, Ken and Ruben will be analysing your colours today, all day today, and tomorrow at the Mac from 12 at midday right through till 6. So if you're in the area, go along, tell them your favourite colour. If Jenny has put down here, Birmingham City blue. That's her comment, not mine.